Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, June the 23rd, in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with Lisa Kasprick, who is the administrator of the Mid-Michigan Medical Examiner Group, giving the 2025 annual report of service. She will be followed by the Thumb Area Regional Community Corrections Coordinator, David Stevens, who will provide a review of the 2027 grant for correctional services for the Thumb's four counties. Commissioners are expected to approve the proposal of McKenna Associates Incorporated for consult for professional and technical planning advisory services. And in other news for today, when the 2026 through 2027 academic year starts up in the Almond School District, there will be a new leader among them. Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer, who has served as the superintendent since 2024, will be retiring on June the 30th after a 32-year career in education. During the May meeting, the Board of Education approved hiring Kyle Wood to replace Von Hiltmeyer. From a field of 18 applicants, the board selected 5 to be interviewed and then narrowed it down to 2 before selecting Wood. During the final interviews, Wood edged out Jordan Ackerman, who is the superintendent of the Reese Public School District, in order to get the job. Wood will leave his position as the assistant superintendent at the Croswell-Lexington Community School District. Besides being an assistant superintendent, Wood has also served as a principal and a teacher. Wood will start his new position on July the 1st, which is the beginning of the next school year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
A message from Joshua Jackson, actor and Fair Volunteer ambassador.
Food allergy is a serious, life-threatening disease that impacts over 33 million Americans. When your immune system sees certain food proteins as a threat, every bite matters. But here's the good news. There have been advancements in the treatment of food allergies, and with one voice, we can create better awareness. Because in the Fair community, the disease doesn't own us. We own our journey. Talk to an allergist to understand your options. Visit foodallergy.org/empower to learn more.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, Elmwood Township could have an entirely new board of trustees by the end of the year. Enough signatures have been gathered and verified in order to place Township Supervisor Christopher Graff and Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn on the Tuesday, November 3rd ballot for possible recall. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the county's chief election officer, confirmed the minimum requirement to trigger the election was 120 signatures, and 123 eligible township residents were confirmed by the clerk's office. Graff and Kilborn are both Republicans. The Democratic Party has until July the 2nd to nominate candidates for those positions, or a person can run with no party affiliation, explained Fetting. Filing packets are available at the county clerk's office in the courthouse. During the May election, Pamela Brinkman, Rochelle Brown, and Evan Laurie were recalled from the township board and were replaced by Michelle Hopp, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury. And another news for today. A man is being held in the Huron County Jail following an arraignment on fugitive charges. Tyler James Norris faces extradition to Gibson County, Tennessee, where he's wanted for multiple counts of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon, and reckless driving. Judge Ferris denied his bond, remanding Norris to custody until he can be returned to Tennessee. The court has scheduled a status hearing for July the 2nd, followed by an extradition hearing on July the 10th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Monday, June 22nd of 2026. William R.A. Hass, age 82, of Port Austin, passed away on January the 26th of 2026 at the Huron County Medical Care Facility. In lieu of flowers, donations may be given to the Zion Lutheran School of Harbor Beach or Answers in Genesis, P.O. Box 510, Hebron, Kentucky. Visitation will be Saturday, June 27th at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Harbor Beach. Service will be at 11 with a luncheon to follow. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.